This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the first hour. I want to thank first and foremost everybody for tuning in this weekend and for all those precious metals investors who are still tuning into our site to get company updates. I want to appreciate you for sticking it out. I know it's been a tough market, but daily commentary that we do, we try to stay on top of the moves. And if you've listened to a lot of our commentators, you've known that the last few months have not been a good time to be in the markets. That being said, this show we're going to focus a lot more on international moves in terms of markets, some on the treasury market here in the U.S., and a lot just in general market commentary. I am kicking off the show with Peter Buchvar. He is the Chief Investment Officer for Bleakley Advisory Group. And Peter, I want to start with U.S. Treasuries. You sent an email to your email list earlier this week on Thursday that talked about a sharp rise in foreign net selling of U.S. Treasury notes and bonds that totaled about $48.6 billion in June. This surprised me because a lot of commentators are saying the long end, especially in the U.S., seems to be stuck, let's say the 10-year right around 3%, because of foreign investment that has to be coming in because the U.S. is still offering some of the highest yields. This recent data shows that's not the case. So where are these people wrong?
Well, foreigners have really, after massive buying in 2011 and 2012, where they bought in each year about more than $400 billion of U.S. treasuries, I think we've seen a dramatic slowdown since, and that's for a variety of reasons. Chinese reserves topped out. Japan all of a sudden realized they had too much, and certainly with cost of hedging being very high, they started buying less. Petrodollars started to fall with the decline in oil prices. But that slowdown in buying, particularly in 2013, was offset by the Fed, who became massive buyers of U.S. treasuries. Then we've seen over the past couple of years some rather sharp buying by U.S. banks and also pension funds. And I think the biggest influence on keeping rates low, notwithstanding the sharp decline in foreign purchases, has been the very low rates that we've seen in European and Japanese bond yields because, of course, the actions and behavior of their central banks. Now that that is beginning to change modestly, even with very low rates still, particularly in Japan with the changing, with them being a little more tolerant of a wider yield control range, we're seeing some upside stickiness, you can say, to long-term interest rates. So here you have this worry about what's going on with global growth, and the 10-year yield is still 285. It's still 45 basis points on the year. It's not like it's really come down. Now, the spread is obviously flattening because the short end is going up more, but long-run yield is still moving higher, in my opinion, and they've essentially doubled over the past 2 years.
Okay, so that's an interesting point there, is that the trend is still higher. We are still getting the long end moving up. It's just the short end's moving faster. What do you think? Do you think that short end, even with both the long and short end moving higher, do you think there is a chance that it overtakes it and we do get that inverted yield curve?
I think what prevents the possibility of the inversion is, as we get into the fourth quarter, the ECB is going to be cutting in half again their QE purchases and ending it completely by the end of December. So I'm expecting an upward move higher in European bond yields. And while that's anticipated, what I'm saying is not a mystery. I do think that yields will respond higher when that occurs. Then, as I mentioned, the Bank of Japan that said that, okay, we'll be more tolerant of a 10-year yield that goes to 20 basis points instead of 10 previously. So we've seen a rise in Japanese JGB yields, particularly in the longer end, And that will also, I think, lift U.S. Treasuries since we're all very much correlated together. Now, of course, if things hit the fan, if Turkey really becomes a big problem for Italy, which we're beginning to see, then we'll see a flight to safety, and it's always possible. But I think for the reasons given, that I think it's not a guarantee that we do invert.
Okay. Now, one thing, too, that kind of goes in context with the Treasury market is there has been this general flight to safety for U.S. assets. You can say U.S. Treasuries, also the U.S. dollar, and one can even make the argument general U.S. equities. What do you have to say to that flight to safety into almost U.S. everything?
Well, I think people are forgetting that about half of S&P earnings are procured overseas. Hugely dependent on, well, exports are only about 10% of the economy. You know, corporate earnings and the big cap stocks are hugely dependent on what's going on overseas. I have a hard time thinking that the European economies are not going to continue to slow. China's obviously slowing. The rest of Asia is probably going to slow. Global trade is slowing. So I think there's somewhat delusional belief that the U.S. is somehow immune to this and somehow immune to a continued rise in interest rates. Now, I believe, though, on the other hand, that the stock market's not really a discounting mechanism like it used to be. It really only responds to things smack in its face. And it probably will take earnings that decelerate and worries about the peak in profit margins before it really responds, because it's still riding the wave of what's been a good first half of earnings and also a good performance in the second quarter GDP that somewhat will carry over into third quarter. So market's not very forward-looking, in my opinion, right now. Again, it's looking at what is here and now today and not really thinking through the implications of what's going on overseas, and in addition to the tightening monetary policy that we're seeing.
Okay, let's talk about something that has been developing overseas, not domestically in the U.S., but has caused some shockwaves in the markets, and that is what's happened with Turkey. We don't necessarily need to focus just on Turkey, but talk about more the big picture, what Turkey might be showing some investors is still a concern.
Well, Turkey's problems are no question self-inflicted through economic incompetence and a central bank that is no longer independent. So that is a self-inflicted political wound. That said, they still have excessive current account deficit. They have excessive debts, particularly external ones, and they have very high inflation as a byproduct of that political incompetence. So the markets are looking at now all countries that have similar characteristics, particularly on the debt side, and look at what's going on in Italy. You know, Italian politics has been a mess for a while, but now all of a sudden people care. So we have Italian bond yields that are rising back to levels that we saw in late May when the market essentially crashed after the coalition government was created and people were worried about upcoming Buffett. So the market has its eyes set on those countries that are financially misbehaving, and they're going to be very unforgiving. I do think that this is a byproduct of a change in global liquidity. I like to say that things happen, accidents happen, when the deeper we get into a monetary tightening that we are, particularly in the U.S. I mean, the U.S. is basically, the Fed is double tightening with the shrinking the balance sheet and raising rates at the same time. And we're obviously seeing a dramatic slowdown in the flow of liquidity from the EB and the Bank of Japan. I mean, by the fourth quarter, if you add up the draw from the Fed and the liquidity injections from the Bank of Japan and the ECB, that flow, which was running at about $100 billion a month at the end of last year, is going to go to zero in Q4. Zero. So markets become much less tolerant, as I said, of financial misbehavior in that kind of liquidity environment.
Absolutely. Central banks are such a key consideration because they have just produced so much easy money, and now that very much is going the other way. Peter, always great having you. Again, Peter is the Chief Investment Officer at Bleakley Advisory Group. He's also the editor of the Book Report website. It's always great having you on the show, Peter, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you for you, too.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Well, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. And Dana, you and I usually talk about a wide range of markets, and we usually actually stay away from the metals, especially recently when it was more of a mixed and muddled picture. Now that we've had this really waterfall decline in the precious metals and in precious metal stocks, I asked you off mic what you thought of the metals complex, and you said, it's actually one that is now more on my radar because of that waterfall decline. What do you think, Dana? We're due for a bounce, but is it going to be a strong, sustainable bounce, or is it maybe just going to be more of a short-term bounce?
Right. Good question. It is, as you know, we are equal opportunity analysts here. We'll go wherever the usually wherever the strength in the market is. So I'm happy to talk macro markets wherever it is, across asset classes, across around the world. And so typically, or at least in the last few years, you know, with the trading range we've seen in precious metals and resources, there hasn't been much to talk about from our perspective. That changed certainly in the middle of July when both precious metals and the metal stocks started to break down below those pennants, the trading range that they were in for a couple of years, and opened the path certainly to more downside. So we're not surprised to see the downside that's transpired over the last month, certainly has accelerated in recent days. Which, if you're a gold bug, I mean, certainly is not easy to sit through. I will say, like you mentioned, just in the last day or two, I would say much of the complex is probably hitting areas that that may provide at least short-term relief, maybe a short-term bounce, even if it's a dead cat mean reversion bounce. I'm looking at the GLD hitting a potential support around 112, might produce a bounce. Silver's got a little bit lower to go, a little bit more downside to go, I would say, especially in the SLV. But more importantly, maybe some of the gold miners. I'm looking at the XAU, gold and silver index, specifically hitting potential support, at least near-term support that we've earmarked for some time. At least when we broke down in mid to late July, we earmarked this this level down here around the $65, $66 dollar area in the XAU as a potential downside target, and we've hit that, and overshooting it to the downside a little, which is not surprising. But I would not be surprised to see at least a dead cat bounce here, some sort of a relief bounce, as we are relative strength proponents. We like to stick with the strong stuff, so we would not necessarily be playing this one. If you are an ardent gold bug, if you're looking really looking for places to enter the market, this is not a bad place to enter in a smallish way. I would say from our perspective, we're looking more as from the perspective of selling any bounce that occurs here, any meaningful bounce, as obviously the trend is lower despite the what might be short-term support here. So we are not, it's not compelling enough for us to buy it. We're probably in the camp where we would sell any meaningful bounce here. We'd probably still be sellers there.
So what does the moves that we saw in terms of GDX, where, say, it went pretty much sideways for over a year and a half in this fairly tight range for something that can be as volatile as GDX, and then breaking down to lows that we hadn't seen since December of 2016, what does that tell you about the whole argument of, is this a bull market, is this a bear market, what does that mean?
Well, obviously, I don't think it's a bull market, unless you're talking about long, long, long-term secular bull market. Maybe that's still the case. Certainly, for us, bull markets go up, so I can't argue right now that we're in, at least from our durational interest, which, as we talked about last week, or the last time I was on, is more of an intermediate-term time frame. So we're looking out like 2 to 6 months, and certainly from that time frame, we are not in a bull market. Maybe on a longer-term scale, we are. So if that's your perspective, then maybe you're looking for entry points like now to get involved if you've got a long-term view. Our clients don't necessarily like to sit with long-term losses in a position for 6 months, a year, 2 years. So we have not had an interest in really the precious metal complex for the most part over the last couple of years. So we typically wait for more evidence to present itself that we're actually in a bull market in the intermediate term. So for us, it's going to take much better price action, you know, breaking of resistance, and then probably some sort of we'll look for some sort of a trigger, some sort of an entry point to get us involved. But that is a long way away from where prices are from our perspective.
Yeah, there's still a lot of work for these metals to do just to get back into that trading range and to turn it back into a more bullish trade. You outline that perfectly, that if you want to sit on some losses or if you have a very long time perspective, then fine. Maybe take this as a buying opportunity. But overall, still a dangerous market, especially because of that recent decline. Can you also address what's been going on in the U.S. dollar? A lot of the moves in metals has also been attributed to a general strengthening in the U.S. dollar. It was another good week for the dollar, even though we had a bit of a sell-off on Friday. What's your assessment of what the dollar has been doing on the U.S. dollar index?
Yeah, looking at the dollar index, it did, as we've discussed, it bottomed about where it should have, you know, back in early in the year. As it bounced off that, looking back at that that trend line from its 1985 peak that it broke a couple years ago in that rally in 2015, it's been basically walking down that trend line ever since and bounced back off of there early this year. So it did bounce where it was supposed to, had a nice bounce, consolidated. It's been consolidating over the last 3-4 months or so, and then finally last week we did see the breakout above that out of that recent range. So not surprised to see some follow through to the upside in the dollar index. And conversely, you know, obviously that has not necessarily helped the precious metal space or the resource space, seeing the dollar breakout or the euro, obviously, which is basically the flip side of the dollar index. So we do see the euro approaching some short-term support on the dollar index. We would say up around 98 would be our short-term target there on the dollar index. So that might be a place where the dollar rally pauses, and that might get further support for not only the euro but precious metals as well.
All right, Dana, great comments as always. I appreciate you taking a look at the precious metals for us and breaking down why it still is not a trade for you, but it's interesting to hear that after this next bounce, you might be tempted to take some short positions. Just goes to show how beat up this metal sector has been. Dana, great chatting with you. Thanks for joining us on this weekend show, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. Happy to report that I am chatting with Chris Martinson, co-founder and co-editor of PeakProsperity.com. Chris, what I want to talk about is following up on a conversation I had on Thursday discussing the central banks around the world, but also starting with the Fed and this general shift away from QE, quantitative easing, so the printing of money, essentially free money, towards quantitative tightening, so less free money, higher interest rates, or at least a rate hiking environment. The Fed started this a few years ago, and other central banks have been very slow to follow along, but we are hearing more and more chatter about the shift towards higher rates and less free money. What do you think about this general shift that the central banks are talking about, but still on a wide range have not truly gone into?
Yeah, so it's a great question because, you know, the price of money and the availability of money, which we can call liquidity, those two things are real key drivers of the overall environment we've been in, where everything got inflated as a result of that. You know, bonds got really inflated in price, which meant the yields went down, and stocks got, you know, were really super expensive valuations on stocks at this point in time. Real estate in many markets all sort of floated up on this sea of money. And so the question really is, you know, well, how are the central banks doing? The Fed has a story going which says, hey, we're beginning quantitative tightening. We're beginning to remove some of this liquidity from the marketplace. And that's indeed true. You know, the Fed balance sheet hit a peak of nearly just over $4.5 trillion. That was back in 2014. Let's call it dead flat, you know, through 2016. And then it starts wobbling down a little bit. And now it's standing at about $4.25 trillion. So $250 billion removed from the markets in the last, I don't know, call it a year or so. So that sounds like tightening, and in times past, removing $250 billion would be a big deal. But over that same time frame, the Bank of Japan went from 4 to 4.5 trillion, and the Central Bank of Europe went from, about maybe 4.8 to 5.5. So overall, we're still seeing more liquidity and more money in the marketplace over the course of 2018. So there's more money. That's it. So with more money, it's got to go somewhere. That's just the nature of things. So where does it go? And, you know, it's of interest to note that global markets for stocks are basically flat on 2018. Little up, little down, but when we look across the world, not a lot up. So the point here is that the central banks are shoveling more money in still. They're not getting the bang for the buck anymore. And I know they're worried about it. They really, really, really don't want to have any sort of like financial market meltdowns, corrections, downward trajectory. They've really gotten addicted to this idea that financial assets always go up in price. And I think they're really locked in that mindset at this point in time.
What do you think that's happening in, let's say, in the U.S., the treasury market, essentially the bond market for a lot of these governments, where even the Fed has said they would like a steeper yield curve, they would like the long end to move, but the long end seems stuck in a lot of countries, except for if there is a shock to that country. That's not necessarily sustainable or healthy. How do you think the central banks balance this?
Well, this is, I think, going to first emerge in Europe, where it's a little easier to see with the dynamics. So right now, Mario Draghi is locked into the idea that they are going to begin, and they have been slowing down the rate of purchases of things on their balance sheet, still buying, but at a lower rate. And he's kind of locked into bringing that down to zero. So the central bank is going to end its additional balance sheet expansion by the end of this year. Well, if you look at what's happening just in Italy alone, but we could make a similar case for Portugal, Spain, Greece, you name it. But Italy has an extraordinary funding problem that's going to become a sovereign debt problem very, very quickly if the ECB's purchase of your Italian debt goes away. Just to put this in context, you know, Italy got into a bit of a scare there in May. It was a political crisis where people were thinking it was going to have market actions, all this and that. But the Central Bank of Europe has been pretty much the only buyer of Italian debt in the last couple of years. The deal here is that the European Central Bank knows in its heart of hearts that if it stops buying Italian debt spikes in yield. That crushes a lot of the domestic banks in Italy, which bought a lot of that government debt, too, with explicit ECB backing. If they're left holding that bag, they go down. If they go down, France's and Germany's banks go down, and so on and so forth. So nobody wants to see that doom loop get started. Nobody knows how to get out of it. And the longer the central banks persist in enabling that, guess what? Various governments just go further and further into debt. United States government, you know, being a prime example of this, you know, $1 trillion deficit this year, possibly as high as $2 trillion in coming years. Let's round it all up and say that, you know, in the next 7 years, there's going to be about $10 trillion of additional borrowing by the U.S. government alone. And that's we can lay that dynamic right at the feet of the central banks.
Okay, now one thing that I am hearing from you that I also have been watching pretty closely that is a little bit different right now is how much the central banks have been in the market buying these assets. You look at the Bank of Japan. They have said they will buy every JGB out there. It's a bit different than the housing crisis where all these individuals were over-leveraged. Now it almost seems like the central banks are over-leveraged because they've been buying everything. Is that a better scenario for the individual, for the general economy, since a lot of it would fall simply on the central banks?
Well, certainly, I think in the near term, you could say yes, and the near term might be 10 or more years. But over the long term, unless we've repealed the laws of economics, which state that basically it reduced down to the simplest form, that real value doesn't just appear out of thin air. Right. Unless that law has been repealed, unless you can print your way to prosperity, which is something that's never worked before, we discover that that works until it doesn't. And by the way, when it doesn't work, the breakdown's pretty fast and vicious. That's sort of the lesson of economics. I think if you watch what's happening in Turkey right now, we had all these people coming out with the modern monetary theorists, the MMT, saying, hey, as long as you're a sovereign nation and you can print your sovereign debt currency, go ahead and do that. And as long as interest rates are low, just go ahead and shovel out, you know, more debt. Turkey's tried that, and it's failing miserably on them. And Argentina, same thing. And I think soon to come to a country called Brazil. And what you discover is that it works until it doesn't. But when it doesn't work anymore, then things really begin to sort of adjust back to reality really, really quickly. And so that's the concern here.
So where does that leave investors then, Chris, if this can only go on for so long, but we just don't know how long it can go on for? And eventually, I think we all accept that the central banks are going to try something similar to QE or some other form of QE when the market correction does come. Where does that leave the average investor trying to protect their money and also trying not to lose, and then we're still trying to provide some return?
Well, it's really tough. You know, I don't want to come off too jaded, but watching these markets long enough, I realize that they're rigged games, that the average investor doesn't have any hope of trading against the pros, because if you're trading, then what you're really up against are computers that have total information asymmetry. They can run the books. They can see everything in ways that you can't, you know, sitting there at your little computer screen. So that's hard. But if you're going to invest and you're saying, well, now how do I invest and all of this, you're now exposed to what the central banks do or don't do. So really, I think to buy stocks at this level and hold them, you're really making what you reduce it all the way down. What you're really saying is, I'm counting on the central banks to have this and have this under control. So you're really putting your eggs in the central bank put basket. The put being that they will not allow the market to fall below a certain level. And I can't disagree with that, but I think we should call it what it is. That's a strategy speculating on two things: the intent of the central banks to continue and their ability to not lose control of this. So far, I think it's been a pretty good bet. Is it forever? I think that's where the individual investor needs to not have all their eggs in any one basket at this point.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Chris, it's always great chatting with you. And, yeah, don't stay too jaded. Hang in there, my friend.
All right.
We're all going to make it through this. It just might be, or probably will be, quite a rocky ride through whenever that pullback does come. Chris, great chatting with you, everyone. Go check out Chris's site, peakprosperity.com. Well worth your time. And stick around for the final segment of the first hour. Have a great weekend, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Wrapping up the first hour with Chris Temple. For anybody who doesn't know, Chris and I do chat on pretty much a daily basis about some of the nuances in terms of daily and weekly market moves. What we're going to do in this segment, though, is talk about the big picture in terms of the U.S. dollar and in terms of debt. We hear a lot of, I call them almost perma bears, that talk about the $21 trillion deficit in the U.S., which continues to grow. Now, Trump being in office and his increase on the deficit, all this leading to the eventual collapse of the dollar, replaced by a different world's reserve currency. Chris, I know from chatting with you on a daily basis that you don't buy into this, what almost could be considered propaganda. I'm not saying the deficit numbers are propaganda, but the propaganda around the world's reserve currency all of a sudden being changed by one certain event in the world. Can you address, please, why you think the growing deficit and even Trump's increase on the deficit aren't tomorrow going to cause that run on the dollar and a whole global currency reset?
Well, they're not going to cause it tomorrow or next week or next year, Corey. But let me say this at the outset, lest anybody question my own motivation. As with gold, where I've many times made the comment that philosophically I'm more of a gold bug than the gold bug leaders of the gold bug echo chamber. They're out there selling something. I'm talking about concepts and money and how things really do work in the world. As a practical matter, I'm not always a gold bug because the market doesn't always agree with you. Likewise, let me say this first about the dollar. I hope with all of my heart that I live long enough to see the death of the U.S. dollar. I will buy the drinks as we celebrate that. I will dance on the dollar's grave, not because as a result gold is going to go up, but because the dollar since the end of World War II, and increasingly so in recent years, has been the muscle monetarily in the world for a lot of evil that has been perpetrated by the people that run the U.S. government. That's why I want to see the dollar go away. Now, that said, the reason it doesn't is because, kind of like junkies who are hooked on drugs by a drug pusher, and have a god-awful time trying to get off of them and can't get off of them without major withdrawal symptoms, so too when you consider the fact that nearly two-thirds of all the transactions on this planet internationally are based in U.S. dollars, and there is little choice but to use those dollars for just about everybody concerned, that gives the U.S. enormous power. And it's the key reason why when you talk about these ideas of a run on the dollar and that kind of thing, a run by whom and to what, at least today, has to be your question. So what has happened in the recent past that has caused the dollar to rebound substantially for a while now and is going to cause that, as you and I have talked about during the week, to continue at least until we challenge again the 100 level on the U.S. dollar index, is that if anything, particularly as we're going from the upward move of the current credit cycle, now arguably in the other direction, at least as far as the Fed is concerned, that scenario actually increases the demand for dollars and the need for dollars if these declines in emerging markets or in other currencies and so forth cause a crisis. You will see a repeat of what we saw in 2008. Where when things get bad, and you've got these carnival hucksters out there telling you the dollar is going to be replaced by a Chinese yuan slash gold slash crypto, whatever gobbledygook nonsense these people are telling you. And folks, don't walk away from those people. Run away from those people. The fact is that if things get really bad in the markets and global economy, the dollar will not crash. It will soar, at least for a while. Because everybody, every trader, every hedge fund, every country, every foreign corporation with dollar-denominated debts that is underwater is going to have to scramble to try and accumulate whatever dollars they can.
So, Chris, what about Trump's recent kind of trade policies? There is trade policies the whole time he's been in office when he's talked about getting more U.S. exports. He wants the dollar to be lower. One of the reasons why, and you even said it, that the dollar is the world's reserve currency is because of all the transactions that are done on it, and quite frankly, the U.S., their ability, or the citizens' ability to keep on spending money, even on foreign goods. Do you think Trump's policies are playing into this fear, going against it? How are they balancing this out?
Well, it certainly made things entertaining and at times confusing, Corey. I mean, we all know that one of the only things in a recent past that caused a pause in the dollar's move higher was when the president came out again complaining about the Fed's tightening policy and saying again that he prefers a lower dollar. And I've said this since he became president. When the dollar index spiked right after the election, it was up to 103 or something. I said, folks, don't believe it, because if President Trump gets its way, he is a mercantilist. Not a populist. He is a mercantilist who wants to try and augment U.S. exports by keeping the U.S. dollar down. But the table was set before he got there for what we are seeing today. And whatever comes out of his mouth, he is not going to change the big picture anytime real soon. Now, he could fire Jerome Powell and put some lackey in there who is going to, stop raising interest rates. That would be a battle. It'd be an interesting one politically, among other things. But, that is a wild card. And as time goes on, and especially if I'm correct, and we see the dollar index nearing 100, and the rhetoric from the White House ramps up, all else being equal, that he thinks the Fed should stop because the dollar is killing his efforts to negotiate trade deals and so forth, maybe things will change. But, especially if a crisis causes a move into the dollar, you've got China collapsing or Turkey collapsing or some European bank collapsing, I don't care what comes out of his mouth, the dollar is going to go higher and probably have a blow-off top of some kind at least before there's any chance that it's going to stabilize, if not turn around.
Yeah, that's something we talked about pretty much in the middle of the week. If anybody missed that editorial, be sure to check out the editorial on Wednesday where Chris and I talked about the potential or what would take for the dollar to top. Now, you mentioned what Trump's reaction could be and alluded to what the Fed could do, but the Fed is also not exactly going down maybe what Trump particularly wants them to do, continuing on with their rate hikes and looking at the really just U.S. economic data and going along with the tightening. do you think the Fed at some point needs to react to this higher dollar even before maybe we get a huge blow off top?
They should. Whether they will or not is a different matter. You know, Jerome Powell has made very clear, at least to this point, that he is not looking at emerging markets. He's not looking at what's happening in Europe. He is not looking at what are emerging, tagged, of course, as we also talked this week by the copper price, as growing fears of deflation and a renewed global downturn. He is looking strictly at what are really world-leading economic statistics of the recent past in the U.S. economy, that better health of U.S. markets, and seeming to look at that all in isolation, like, you know, this is the old business cycle, we're still growing, he should be tightening incrementally so that we have a soft landing later on. Sometimes I think that the Fed forgets, and Jerome Powell seems to forget, that in a de facto sense, whether it likes it or not or wants to admit it or not, the Fed, to some extent, really is the central bank of the world, because two-thirds almost of all the transactions on this planet are dealt with in dollars. And the tightening policy that the Fed has been embarking on is not having much impact, agreed, on the U.S. economy, but is having a devastating impact elsewhere. And that's because the foreign governments, the emerging market nations, foreign companies that borrowed in dollars, they all took out these loans when the dollar was much weaker than it is right now, and now it's going in the other direction. And especially when you're talking about emerging market countries whose own currencies are dropping precipitously in some cases now against the U.S. dollar. And it's only a matter of time before there's a major accident someplace, whether it's Turkey, whether it's China, whose own currency accelerated its decline this week, or someplace else.
All right. We're going to wrap up the first hour there. Chris, good chatting with you. I also appreciate everybody tuning in to this first hour. Please keep in touch with me at fleck@kereport.com. I keep on getting emails from everybody. I do my best to reply to all of them, and I always follow up with the companies or the guests that you want to see on our show. Again, thank you for tuning in. Chris, thank you for your time, and I am turning over the second hour over to Al and KER Politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.